This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of John chapter 6. I read to you verse 27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father said. So this is our text for meditation this morning, and our subject is what sinners need from Christ. So the meat in our English version is the food. I mean, that's what the word, as an old word, is food, meat which perishes. So, but these words were spoken by Lord Jesus Christ as a reproof to some of his followers who were only following him merely for temporal advantages. And so he saw it. Lord Jesus Christ knows our heart. He's God. He's all-knowing. He knows if we say we are his people, we follow him, or if we say that we have heard him, his gospel, and we have believed, if it is genuine, we may just see what you do and say, well, you are true. But then only he can really know our heart. Only he knows them that have believed in him. So he knew the hearts of these people. He knew the hearts of these people. But so he who knows the human heart to prove them by these words. Because he knew that these people, they had their interest only in the bread and fish, which he had earlier by miracle given them to eat. If you go back a little, I really remember he fed this group of people were part of that 5,000 that he fed with, and they came again to be fed with the same bread, and he rebuked them that the purpose was not to let them eat and fill their bellies. It was for a higher purpose. And he even told them in the verse 26, he said that Jesus answered them and said, "Very, very, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." The miracles were to let them realize that he has power. He is able to bring salvation to them. He's able to save them from their sins. They can look up to him for their eternal destinies. And that's the purpose of the miracles. But what did they rather learn from the miracle? They only learned that Jesus Christ has power to feed them, to fill their stomachs, and to make them live well in this world. And that was the wrong thing they got from Lord Jesus Christ. And now, but the air can say, Yes, Christians, in the way of kind, or John chapter 6, 27, or catch in the shell for be more homono. Now, I'm with nature, if we saw more paper, I need to know more to a market. Now, or can it show me if we said, And this is what each one of us have to know. Jesus Christ came on earth to save us from our sins. He died on the cross for our sins. And all that he lived for and after the cross of Calvary is to save us from our sin. And this is the only thing that every sinner must seek from Him. Here am I, I'm a sinner. I know my sins, and I've heard of Lord Jesus Christ, and I've heard Him as God who does wonders. And all that I think of Him is to help me for my temporal need. It's wrong. As sinners, the greatest thing we should seek from Lord Jesus Christ is our soul salvation. As He Himself told us in Matthew that you must seek Him first, we must seek the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness. And other things the Lord will provide. So we can never be blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ, really, if we don't come to Him because of our sins. The American said, So to go, to move forward with our text, I'll break the text into three parts, because naturally we have that breaking division there. So the first part, it says, labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures for everlasting life. So here is that, labor not for the food that perish, but for the food which endures everlasting life. So in these words of Christ, He said before us two things this morning, for us to think about it. Food that perishes, food that endures to everlasting life. And yet these two are figurative, it's not talking of just mere food. These two things, He meant material and spiritual things. These two things stand for these things, material and spiritual things, or temporal or eternal things. So, though He was reproving them for the bread, but then He didn't say this just because of the bread, but He just telling them generally, you people seek for, you don't seek for spiritual things, you are seeking for material things. You don't seek for eternal things, you are seeking for temporal things. That's what He's trying to tell us. So He said these two things before us. So we can also infer from His words that it is the characteristic of material things that they perish. The American says, Jesus Christ only some work as a thank of boy, Yes, and it is the nature of material things that they should perish. And that's of course He's telling us here. All our connection with them will soon cease. And as a young example, Sansaya, Fasu and Yafim, and Yafim, Bibi and Yafim, and Rebeba, a big crap before I grab away. So that's the nature of earthly things. But if you look at what Christ has said, is there not something sad in this? See, I greet the Christ to come home, I will go anymore now. Because in Yen, so we are seeing. And yet, look at how we toil for these things. Look how we toil for these perishing things. And so, you are in my village, I think a month ago, one of the young people, they were at the LMC site, one of them died. You know, about early 20s. And about 2 weeks ago, I saw another person to have died. What are they going for? For money. Is that also? It's not bad to work for money. But I'm sure when these young people are going, they have high expectations. And at the Galamse site, it's difficult work to do. But they were willing to give themselves to. And they lost their lives, physical lives. You see, and that is what we are all doing. That also, each and every day, we are striving for this. And I said, it's not wrong to take care of ourselves, to work. But then, that is not the reason why we are in this world. That's what Christ is telling us in this thing. So, we are toiling for perishing things. And we want to even die for them. Look at those who join boat to cross the Atlantic to Europe and other things. And many people, they don't get there, they die on the way, on the sea, in the waters and all that. But they are going for greener pastures. It's not wrong to work and all that. But then, look at how people are willing to die even for these perishing things. That's what I'm telling us. Then she mentioned my bimo, a woke and fan, so bet me in Yapra, who knew him. It is sad. As the Maka said, who has a beer, Juma, Yanabra, who knew him. But, sir, no penny, this year, this is why I reho, and not used to be so the King Solomon spoke about this in Ecclesiastes 2:22, chapter 2, verse 22-23, about how we labor for vanities. He says that, For what hath man of all his labor and of the vexation of his heart, wherein he has labored under the sun, where he has toiled under the sun? What she and him pray, I did ya, what brewa, then of us swore, and then any few. For all his days are sorrows and his travail grief, yet ye his heart taketh no rest in the night. This also is vanity. Send if I bread, one I do quite that run one in energy. See, in your opinion, and it's true. You better bread, I'll never go near me when I'm praying. You better bread, coffee, and I'll never go around Nebia. Just say, business, the friend, I say, you may, I can go brothers me into Uganda. And yes, that is how we are. And each and every day we continue the same thing. And that's what the Bible is telling us here. And again, let's look at the toil of these followers of Jesus Christ. Look at what they did. Verse 24, the Bible tells us, when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there at the place he fed them, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. Look at that. They also took boats. They also traveled to go and seek Jesus again. Suddenly, these people came to Jesus again in boats. But for what purpose? To be fed with food for their bellies. Is that not sad? Sad if I could almost answer for a quote to be over by capping up. Then, dear, if we say, I'm just going to share my view. It's very sad. And while these people, their souls were languishing in sin. Sad if I could hear almost pay me a name, almost dream of who, almost cry at the bonimoa, as a pro. And so, if you are near, I'm waiting on my view also. And then, yes, look at, they came to the Savior of the world, the Savior who has come to save sinners. Whose aim to save sinners, and who is happy to save sinners, and yet they came to him to seek for food for their bellies. It's sad. They came to seek for temporary relief while they were slaves to their sins. They want to get rid of, the hunger in their stomach, and they neglect the hunger in their soul. Ah, I'm Baba, then I'm by some version of Fumabio. And Bromokra, Afro Albany, Omokra, Wanya Shadow Chromoma, and Form of Bra. Mobile Jim Quao, but we are here, or if you ask me, I Jim Quao by Jeffy Bonimono. I don't repair no one to say, we are to me. And it's a sad thing to think that way. That slaves and saints should come to the Savior to seek only a relief for our bodies. But let's think further. Their action is not the same like many today. They are the same. Many who desire to know Jesus Christ, or they want Christ to save them, not from they want him to save them from worldly poverty and not from spiritual poverty. Ambassador Christo, a jam of reality here and yet soon here. Sometimes when I look at some of the the gatherings of some of these churches, and they have conventions and crusades and other miracle whatever service, people be crying and all that. For what purpose? Burdens of life. People are so, eager to go there. They want to relieve from what? Life troubles. It's not sad. And these so-called pastors are calling them to come for that. Christ himself said that, if you come to me, don't come for these things. But this so-called pastor will tell people, come to me. And then, your life, will not be poor again and all that. Are they servants of Christ? No. They are enemies of the cross of Christ. And yet people listen to them. They are stealing people's souls. Well, Christ told these people, labor not for these things. But this boy telling people, labor for these things. That's it. And people are also happy to follow. Some are seeking Christ merely for wealth, for fame, for jobs, for business, prosperity, for marriage, and for health. Ebimu, Christo, asoro mo ko, ene Christo mo pe, mo Christo dini adinya, ahunya, ene din po mbenya, juma mbenya, ebiso bi mo juma ebe tuso, awari ene ahu, apomudeni, ene si mo Christo nje. Ui san yo mefi omo, omo ni Christo ni fiye. They will not come to Christ if you take this thing from there. You visit the all-night prayer meetings and the prayer camps. What are the burdens of the people who go to these places? Go to Achimota Forest and other Achia Mountains. What are the burdens of these people that go there? Abrabomu Houdans. The woman who go to Achia Mountains, the prayer meetings, events, all-night prayer in Achimota Forest. And then from Goho, Abrabomu Houdans. Or come at least to you if you are man. But, it's so sad. But Christ tells us, these are not the things. The troubles of life, they will always be there. If you are Christian, yes, God will help you. If you live and work. But that is not why we should come to Jesus Christ. Because this mindset, coming to Jesus for these things, Christ himself, he hates it. And this is the warning he's giving. He hates it. Christ don't like that I come to him, the Almighty God, I come to Christ the Savior, and I'm thinking of my worldly prosperity. He said, no. This is the warning in the text. He said, no, don't come to me for that. He told the people here. Jesus answered and said unto them, verse 20, he says, very, very, truly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaf and were filled. And you are coming to be filled again. You see? You are coming to be filled again. He hates it because this thing should not be our principal pursuit in life. Because as creatures whose life on earth is being weighed by God, each and every day our life is measured. Why he is measuring us? Are we a people that fear him? Or are we living for sin and for self? He's weighing our life, our thoughts, our motives of life, our actions, our words. God weighs them. He's weighing them. And we must give account to him at the day of judgment. Each deed, each word, each thought, we must give account to him. And we come to the Savior and we think of what we eat and drink. The Athenian said, Nipa, Yakupo, Yen Yan, Yenipa, I do, but tell us here in this way, yes, I'm on my way. If we say, Yabrava, Yabon, Yakupo, Esoniso, say, Yen Piaji, a dream, Yen Samoa, Yaka, Yen Yoma, Yen, or Soniso. We say, Temudano, or see a Bible, you are knowing the name. Obiaba, but you know the name. Now, many pass are a howie damn it, so long. Let me buy them, call between me a few months, and I mean, drain, we are to move your mouth. It's so sad. And yet, that's what people are doing. We must give account to him. Here we are, sinful, fallen beings. And our very heart aversion to God's law tells us. Basically, Yanka say, Yakuma, and Penyamia, some. And person between a question and say, oh, problem, if it's a morning, I shall come in. And it should remind us of that, the need of forgiveness. Or say, a car can say, here, when a factor, it will ride in. Then we say, if you share, it will ride in change. And beyond that, we also have mortal souls, bound for eternity. Eternity of bliss or misery. Apart from, say, a bonnet, a source in here, when a factor, yeah, cry, see, you know, and then who. That's It's not star abysma, you and people, I mean creatures like this, moral, I mean creatures and also souls, we have eternal souls. What should be our greatest need? At the end of the day, but say this here, it's wrong. Is it wealth or earthly enjoyment, human fame, greatness and honor? No one who knows this will say yes. It's no. If we ask him your man, and I say we ask him one again, if we ask him, it is salvation from sin. Bonne Tibena Mundia. Friends, the troubles of life can never be compared with eternal the troubles, the sufferings of sin, and eternal help. If we ask him how Breno, into infant to that how something, it can never be compared. It is incomparable. You cannot compare it. You cannot compare it at all. It is so far. The suffering of souls in hell is so far than what we suffer in this life. But have you realized it? If you have not, have you? That to suffer in eternal hell, a soul that lives and never dies in hell, compared to our temporal, how many years have you got to live here? But this is what we are thinking. We are not thinking of what is ahead of us. The Lord Jesus Christ himself told us in Mark chapter 8, verse 36-37, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What shall it profit us if we gain all the advantages of this life and our soul perish in sin to eternal damnation? We lose our soul, that we are not able to save our souls. That we are not able to go to God, to go to Jesus Christ, to save our souls. Losing the soul, that's what it means. It's not that the physical death or whatever. It has to do with eternal damnation for the soul. You lose it, you separate your soul from God forever. What can you give in exchange for that? Nothing in this world can save a soul. Nothing in this world. The fame and the achievements of this world can never give us that. I'm sure we have gone to funerals and I mean of quote unquote great people have had so many achievements in life. And sometimes you see their certificate there and they'll be mentioning their great thing they have done. But their life, that person, lifeless. He's not going with them. All that he achieved in life, he's not going with any of them. There he lies. He's going out of this world stripped of everything he ever had in this world. And yet, that is what we live for. And we neglect the salvation of our soul. This is for a year or year or the four, we are seeing the boy and the body in your mouth, why you are bravo, and then they be a necessity to me, and you are changing your social panel or that one. And you are not ending the team found for. And so I don't know the idea. How sad it is, you know. And that's what Jesus Christ is telling us here. Labor not, toil not for these things. It is good to work and live. But let this not be your chief aim on earth. Let this not be your principal thing as a living being who must stand before God one day. Men must human but me men no but I say anything. That's what Christ is telling us here. Because he knows that we come into this world and that's all that we think about. Okay, I'll move to my next part of the text. Labor not for the meat which perishes. So the next part is, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. That meat, that food which endures, which lives on to everlasting life. So Christ tells us that he has a spiritual need of the soul, which lives to everlasting life. But he said that which the Son of Man shall give unto you. When he told them that there's a special spiritual need to look for, he did not direct them to anywhere. He said that which the Son of Man shall give unto you. So he tells in a way, as I said, he's telling them, come to me to seek for this, not that one. That's what he's saying. That's what the sinner needs. The greatest human need is the indwelling of God's Spirit. which must guide us in the ways of God. We are not able to obey God. We are not able to, love His word and obey Him because we don't have the Spirit in our heart. We don't have that power in us to obey Him. But Christ tells us, eternal love, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. And that will guide us in the ways of God. That will show us who we are and who God is. The ways of God. At the end, it will bring us to live with Him forever. This is what we need, eternal life, spiritual life in our souls, which will guide us here on earth and then bring us before Him. And you know, we receive this life into our souls when we come to Lord Jesus Christ and believe in what He did on the cross of Calvary, because He died on the cross for needy sinners who are bereft of this life, who are empty of this special, blessing. But for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, we don't have it. We don't have spiritual life in us. So He tells us that He is to give us. And we know that He went to the cross of Calvary to secure this for us. Sinners who believe in Christ are exempted from eternal miseries of sin. And there's now, therefore, no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus. That's what it means. When I come to the Lord Jesus, when I give my life to Him, I confess to Him, He saved me for my sin. God has nothing against me. God's wrath has been taken away from me. In this life, there's now no condemnation. God has nothing against me. This is what Christ is telling us here. So we back Christ on chain us or Jimmy if we born in one. But no one should try that at the boy for no the few. Bible said now this year, you know, one way what Christ will know, I feel will be any more that you. Sanity. Because why there's no punishment for us if we come to Christ? Christ has taken our punishment on the cross of Calvary. He offered His life and died on the cross in our place. When He was dying on the cross, He died for us. If we will come to Him and repent of our sins and trust in Him. Then tina bonya so twen ni ma ani ho ma won wa de won gresha Christo. But we said Christo aje bon ho aso twen o ka gra mo. Emra ni ya bro no na ya dwe no na mo je fi no e bon ntia. When He was being beaten and then blood was coming out of His body, it was because of our sins. He suffered because He wanted to save us. Forgiveness of sin is what a sinner needs before he can share in the life of God in Christ. The life of God in Christ. If you go to Titus, it tells us that the promise of eternal life with God, who cannot lie, promised before the foundation of the world. I say, down quiet, go from our own trying to share Sabbath of your mind and stand able we are. It's in Christ Jesus. We need that. And that is what we have to make sure we have it in this life. God brought us into this world for a purpose. And that's the main purpose. Sons and children of Adam, sons and daughters of Adam, are empty of this. And He calls us to come and rest our hopes in the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can receive it. And this is the most the good news to ever hear. It is the most good news to ever hear. But how is it to your ears? San Samuel and Samuel, and Samuel, when we ask him where this is, and I'm saying, what's why? Or Sumuno, San Samuel to Samuel. Is it good news to you? You see, it may not be good news to you because you love your sin. You know, people who are in prison, especially those who condemn themselves, and when I'm sure whenever there's a president going out, you know, we have presidential pardon, each one of them will be expecting it. Okay, they will be happy that their name will be called. So they are happy to hear that we are going to change government. Because they may be relieved. But the message of Christ is not that we may be saved. It's that we will be saved if we come to Him. If it is only a good news to us, if we see that we are sinners. Like those in condemned cells. Those in condemned cells know that they are bound to die. And any hope is that if there's a presidential pardon for them, they'll be relieved. When Syria government was overthrown about a month ago, I heard there was a particular prison where there were so much political prisoners there. Many people have been there, they have never seen someone for so many days. The day that the military went there to It's like they were all expecting. And it's like, quote unquote, like they have been brought into the world afresh. That is what it is if we know that we are sinners and that we are slaves to sin and that salvation will bring us out to a better place. That's how we feel. But if we love our sins, good news will not be good news to us. What will it concern others who are not in the hospital? But we are saying that, well, there's not so much, there are few beds at the hospital, and there's few medication. If I'm not sick, does it concern me? Well, I may think of it, but then, well, I'm not sick. Yes, we may talk about it, I'm not sick. But those who are there in the hospital, hey, where? Or maybe those who are sick, they are here to take them to the hospital. Even that will give you a bed. Hey, I may not get a bed to sleep on, I may not get medicine, I may not get a doctor to take care of me. It even raises your trouble. That is how it is. But here, for sinners, the Bible tells us, this is the greatest news, to hear that those sinners bound to eternal damnation, Christ has died to save me. He has suffered in my place, that I just have to come to Him, own up my sin, own up my life, and just give my life to Him. And yet here we are. We close our minds to this good news. We throw our minds to this salvation message, and live on. Chasing after vanities, chasing after things that are perishing, or the whole of our lives, and we come to die, we could face judgment. I come to my final text, the final part of the text, which is, labor not for the meat which perisheth, for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father still. So the last part is, for him, that is Christ, had God the Father sealed. When the Father was planning our salvation from sin, he did not engage angels, nor any other creatures, but his own Son, equal with him. It's wonderful. Ɔfaso ɔde ɔnoa ne ba a ɔne ne yɛ pɛ na ɔde no ɛbaeɛ. You see, God chose His own Son to bring salvation to us. For Him has God the Father sealed. Some people fight with this that, well, just Christ is not God. No, salvation, life is in God alone. Who can give life? Only God. Who can say? Who can forgive sin? You see, sometimes the Jews will charge Jesus Christ when he said that, Son, your sins are forgiven you. And they said, what? It's a blasphemy. Who can forgive sin but God? And he tells them, which one is easier? To tell him to take up his bed, the cripple to take up his bed and go, or to tell him that his sins are forgiven? Yeah, the same God has the same power. So it's not that he can do miracles without forgiving. He has the same thing. He tells them that he is God. He has power to do what he has to do. He has power to forgive us of our sins, and it will be cancelled. Only God can do, not an angel. Angel cannot forgive humans. For him had God the Father sealed. That is, Christ's work to redeem sinners was approved by the Father. God's approval was on the Savior, the Messiah to come. The nation of Israel for years were waiting for the Messiah. Though when he came, many of them didn't see him, but he came. The Messiah, they knew, all the people of Israel, those who knew their Bible, knew that the Messiah is a divine person, he's a God. I mean, he'll come as a God. They knew that he was a divine person. No, none of them ever thought that the Messiah would be a creature or an angel. That is why those who don't believe in Jesus Christ, they are still expecting a Messiah. But they expect that Messiah will be a divine person. You see? But today, people tell us, no, Christ is not God, he just lets us go. But the Bible tells us that for him has God the Father sealed. In 2 Peter 1:17, Peter tells us, referring to Jesus Christ, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And in the other translation, he said that this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. You see, God spoke from heaven concerning the Messiah. So people can hear. It is amazing that the people of Israel, at the baptism of John, they saw what happened. And yet, people do not believe. So this approval, this seal on the Lord Jesus Christ tells that there is no salvation in any other person or any other means except in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So that for God to forgive our sins and be saved from it guilt, it's Christ. Him God has sealed for this work. Him alone. You must look to the sacrifice of cross, sacrifice of Christ on the cross of Calvary. Sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, which Christ did. We must look up to that alone. And that should be the sinner's hope. Not that thing, any other thing. That should be the hope of every sinner. And it is a benya for the pacha. Nyangu pong, adi yao tumwa, wati yao su, wa stampu su se Christo pe, nwa nkwanjiye wo ni mu. Nkwanjiye ni abodiye mu, nkwanjiye ni ubiya mu. Nkwanjiye ni kwa ibiya su se bo, yesu, nyangu pong diye boni pechen ye diya. And na ye nya, mfahudiye fiye boni hong, asu kinya, se jya Christo su. In Colossians 1:14, in whom, in Christ, we have redemption, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. This is a redemption. You see, those who think that the redemption of Christ has to do with material poverty, they are wrong. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. You see how people, some of these charismatic people say, oh, the blood of Jesus Christ, there's power in it. The power is to forgive sin. Yes, God can give us everything, but in Christ Jesus, the power is forgiveness of sin. In him, in whom we have redemption. Nimunia or Jia a few bonny bonifacher. Or Jia or Fibon or Bonifacher. Christomuno, Yam Brakiston, Jensen, on GMF. If you Christo bomb fire or back over boy, but Yam Banning Jensen on GMF, you ask the house. And Banning Jensen, oh, a come to me on Jimmy on Fimi Communiat. Your bomb fire or back if I can hear. If you say, if you ask the woman bomb by going up home again. And no man in Wagra, I mean, Omubia, and Sanya, or the Mobia, the cow, or Hunya, or the Mobia, the Wunyavia, no Wunyavi, we are Jumana, so when you are Wunyavia, Wunyavi. But when it comes to forgiveness of sin, that one you must come for it. Not everybody has it. That one is special. That one is a gift. You know what Jesus Christ told the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well? So if you know that, for Jesus Christ initially asked the woman for water. And the woman was saying, well, Jews and Samaritans don't have any dealings. So I cannot help you or something. And Christ told him, hey, if you know the one who is speaking to you, and the gift of God, you have come and asked. You know, and this woman has the water, which is, also a gift of God. Well, God gave water. But Christ told him, hey, there's a gift you must seek for. James tells us, that good and perfect grace comes from above. That is eternal life, salvation, forgiveness of sin. The good and perfect gift is not material things. The good and perfect gift. Achedia aye papa ne dimu no aye mkwanji ya ni bwane hun fache. Bwane fache utusho. We ask mu niyome niya. It's no good compared to eternal things. It's no good because as Christ said, they perish. Adibane papa say. Adibane papa bin who I say. So we are not supposed to rest our hopes in this. As I said earlier on, the Bible doesn't say that we should not work and earn our living, but that should not be the hope and the principal thing of what? Sinners who are moving on to eternal damnation. So Christ's sacrifice has freely secured redemption for those who repent and come to him and rest their hope in him. Everything we achieve here is worthless. If we are strangers to this life, the forgiveness of sin in Christ, the possessions we have here, the comfort we derive from them, as I said, we may leave them behind, or they may leave us while we are here. But your sins will be with you. If you ask me, you're going to be here, and then you're going to be here, you're going to have to. But you're going to be here, you're going to be here, you're going to be here. Let nobody deceive us that well. It doesn't matter how I live my life, if I die, it has finished. It has never finished. You don't carry with any possession materially, but you carry your sin to death. Your sin, that guilt will not pass away. It will not be washed away with time. It is before God. You go and meet. Obonia wire. If you ask your mother when you are in the church, but Obonia wire there. Oh, call, who are, what they call? Because then I do quite simple. Your sins will be with you. Your sins will be with you. And then you go into judgment with your sins. Do you think of this? Okay, who are now? Sir, we are seeing your mind, I bet you are baby Jabako. Then when we call woman, I'm a court, maybe we were, we wanted them in their court. What do you hope? I don't know what I saw dream when we saw what the one echo, missing the one echo. And the only thing that can make you and I free from that is what God has shown, has manifested in Christ, the love of God, forgiveness of sin. That's the only thing that can free us, that can exempt us from this condemnation. So that if we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and we realize how in Him God has so loved us, so that He punished Him for us, that He took on Him all our punishments, all that we have to suffer for eternity, He took on Himself. This is love indeed. That a man will lay down his life for his friends. This is love. There's no love than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. And this is what Christ has done for us. So if you are here, you are strangers, you are a stranger to this love of God. You are a stranger to what sinners need from Christ. Come to Him. Repent of sin. Call on Him. Cry to Him until you have found this from Him. This is what sinners need from Him. And coming to Him, we come to Him to see this. And He says that whoever comes to Me, I will never cast him out. But for these people, they ought to be cast out if they don't repent, because they are coming to seek bread for their stomach. May the Lord help us as we think about these things. Let's pray together.